I think it's a great idea to condemn Judas to hell for eternity. So what if the devil made him do it?
Are you a complete dork?
You are not going to believe what just happened to me. I'm getting ready to do this show. I decided I need some grapes. Not unusual. I go downstairs, head out to the sidewalk, start walking down the street, and there is an... There is an Amish woman. I swear. And friends, it was on the tip of my tongue. Excuse me, madam. You don't know me, but may I ask you a personal question? Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I should have, for research purposes only. But I didn't. Hi again, everybody. Martin Zunder here from high atop the post office at my undisclosed location across from the bank, down the road from the library and the grocery store where I get my grapes. Back to Judas Iscariot. I said that it was prophesied 1,000 years before his birth what he would do. That's right. David said in Psalm 41, verse 9, "Even the man bidding me peace, in whom I trusted, who was eating my bread, has magnified his heel against me." You say, well, that's David. How do you know that that has to do with Judas? Because Jesus quotes it in John chapter 13, verse 18. Jesus quotes this verse, a portion of it, concerning Judas and what he would do. Oh, my goodness. That might be my, that might be the Amish people calling me. Oh, they don't have phones. Hang on, let me get this, will you? Sorry, folks. I had a guy that loved the bit about the Amish underwear. He had this idea for a catalog. He wants to publish a catalog of Amish undergarments. He wants to call it Yoder's Secret. I thought it was crazy at first, but now that I think about it, it just might go. He's going to call me back. I'll let you know what happens. What were we talking about? Judas Iscariot. He had to. God didn't just see this ahead of time. No, he designated beforehand to occur.
But James says to resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Yeah, well, that's fine advice for you and me. But this was the crisis of universal history, and Satan was pulling out all the stops. And he himself could not trust Judas to carry this out because Judas wasn't rotten enough. He just wasn't bad enough. You could not have resisted it. Satan himself entered the man, and to prove to you that this was not the real Judas Iscariot that committed this crime, when Satan left him, he so abhorred what he had done that he hung himself. You've got to feel for this man. What is the end of Judas Iscariot? Does he have an expectation? Does God love him too? Yes, he does. Now, Judas is not going to get into the kingdom, the 1,000-year kingdom. But neither is the Apostle Paul, for that matter, because when he was Saul, he rejected the testimony of the Holy Spirit and was there holding the coats of those who stoned Stephen. But there is a place for terrible sinners like Saul and Judas, because beyond being Israelites, they are part of Adam. And in 1 Corinthians 15:22, we learn that as in Adam, all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. This is something that goes beyond Israel, beyond whether you get into the kingdom or not. Jesus came proclaiming the kingdom of the heavens. It was to be 1,000 years on the earth. That's the kingdom of the heavens. It was 1,000 years apiece. Judas, quote, blew it, and so did Saul, for that matter. There's 12 thrones in the kingdom. Where's Paul's throne? He doesn't have one because he's not a part of it. There's another call. There's a higher message of pure grace preached by Paul. And that message includes Judas Iscariot. Yes, the man's going to miss out on the kingdom. No, he's not going to sit on a throne. Yes, he committed a terrible sin. But I read in John 1, verse 29, you know the verse well by now. Jesus came to take away the sin of the world. I'm going to quote you one more verse. I alluded to it, 1 Corinthians 15. Going to read it from the Concordant Literal New Testament. Even as in Adam, all are dying. Judas, that includes you. But thus also in Christ shall all be vivified, yet each in his own class. It's not Judas's turn yet. It's Christ first. Thereupon those who are Christ in his presence, verse 23. Thereafter the consummation. Well, what happens then, Martin? That's when God abolishes death, verse 26. He abolishes death, and Judas will come from the second death, talked about in Revelation 20, into the salvation that was won for him by Jesus Christ at the cross. That is a great truth. And I'm telling you, you're going to hear some praise coming from that man's lips, because whoever is forgiven much loves much. I thank God for that truth. You thank God for that truth. I'm Martin Zender. Have a great weekend.